Fabricated evidence, unreliable context windows, and the census privacy dilemma. A Derbyshire police officer is under investigation for using AI to create evidence in multiple criminal cases, an instance of misuse that reaches directly into the integrity of the justice system. The case raises questions that extend well beyond law enforcement. If AI-generated content constitutes fabricated evidence in criminal proceedings, what scrutiny attaches to AI-generated content in civil litigation, regulatory filings, or corporate documentation? It also exposes governance failures in how organizations deploy AI tools, including the absence of audit trails, clear use case policies, and personnel training. A separate analysis published under the title, Don't Trust Large Context Windows, challenges the enthusiasm surrounding AI models capable of processing vast amounts of text. The author argues that while models can technically ingest large contexts, their attention mechanisms and reasoning capabilities degrade significantly as context length increases, causing models to miss critical information in the middle of long documents, make inconsistent inferences, and fail to maintain logical coherence. Critically, the degradation is not apparent to users. Models continue to generate confident, well-formatted responses even when their underlying analysis is flawed. The practical recommendation is to treat large context windows as a convenience feature rather than a reliability enhancement, useful for initial document processing or information extraction, but unsuitable for comprehensive analysis or critical decision-making. For financial services, legal firms, and consultancies already deploying AI to analyze extensive materials, the warning carries immediate operational and liability implications. The Census Bureau's decision to ban noise infusion from its statistical products adds another dimension to the privacy versus utility debate. Differential privacy techniques add controlled noise to datasets to prevent identification of individuals while preserving aggregate statistical patterns. The Bureau's research apparently found that current noise infusion methods degrade data quality to a degree that affects policy decisions and research conclusions, data that drives congressional redistricting and federal funding allocations. Researchers in the Hacker News discussion flagged active work on alternative privacy protection methods, though none has yet demonstrated a clear solution to the tension between individual privacy and statistical fidelity.